I'm about to listen to Higher Than Our Ways, but first I quickly edit together my reaction for Please Adjust Your Frequency. So here's that. I'm about to listen to episode 923 of Adventures in Odyssey, Please Adjust Your Frequency. The episode description reads, Buddy Norman, Zoe Grant, and Jay Smouse create a radio play for a school project, but each of them has a wildly different idea about how the story should end. Okay, let's get right into it. Here we go.
Adventure in Odyssey.
Okay, they haven't been using the normal intro for a while now, but here's the normal intro of this era coming through again.
Do you want the looks of a magazine model and the brain of a magazine editor? Try Smouse Miracle Water. It's what the program is. Available wherever I am.
What can I do for you, Miss Amsel?
I've been robbed.
I just realized so we haven't had Buddy and Jay in the same episode in quite a while now. I think the last one was Sir Buddy and the Snowy Day.
Hey, I agreed to help out on three conditions. One, that I be able to plug my fabulous product. Two, that I get 4 minutes of uninterrupted eye contact with Zoe.
I never agreed to that.
Check my contract.
That's
contract.
And weird.
Three, if he's a mobster, probably Moscow, right?
No, just a jeweler.
Okay.
Although the Russian accent might be a nice touch. Can you do that?
Can I do that? Prepare to be amazed by my verbal prowess.
Okay, I've got good hopes for this episode as we go into the second part.
So I figured he knew what he was talking about. I took this asshole to the biggest fake I knew.
Here, what do you think?
I think your charm would romance moon from sky.
Stick to the script, what? Guy. We've got a schedule to keep.
Okay, fine. Cool!
Could, somebody get this crow out of here? Thank you.
Anyway.
Sound effects board guy taking over.
Quenching America's thirst, one sip at a time.
I took Dee to see her grandfather the next day.
I can't tell what was in the script and what Jay is ad-libbing.
Stepped on the kitty cat.
I mean, obviously, some of the things I can tell that he's ad-libbing, but...
Been meaning to break that.
Okay, now this is just Vincent playing around with the sound effects.
I did a little investigating of my own while you were in the bathroom at that gas station.
Okay, so this is the part Buddy changed.
Freddy's memory isn't as bad as he claims.
I don't know what you mean.
What was wrong with her ending, Buddy?
It was predictable. You needed a rewrite from someone who understands story. I've read a lot of comic books, and I know what a mystery needs. The ending didn't work.
That's some good credentials.
I'm feeling a lot of tension right now.
Comic books? Do you like comic books, Jay?
Will my answer alter your opinion of me in a negative way?
Yes.
Then no, I do not. Ramen noodles are the comic book noodles of noodles of... Sorry, who was it again? Haha, nice timing, Vincent. No way implies that your ending wasn't perfect. But, how about we try mine anyway?
Fine. Maybe it'll teach Buddy a lesson about how bad endings ruin everything.
Well, hopefully
if hers was perfect, then why would he have to write it?
Ladies and gents, we set the mood. Hold on a second. I need a little of this miracle water. It's much better. So, my granddaughter has made a position on that ring very
product
clear.
Placement.
You stole it from me.
Can't
stop
I just...
refusing, or I'm gonna have my godson Louis here take you out to see my crocodiles. Very
is this Jay's Bart Rathbone impression?
Up close.
Crocodiles? No, cut. Seriously, Jay? Crocodiles?
What? It's a great twist.
Ugh, I can't believe this. He can get someone else to play D, because I'm done.
And that's the bell. End of round one.
Vincent, don't encourage him.
I was wondering if we would hear Vincent.
You have muted that?
Sounded like the iPhone sound effect for a text message. So maybe she has an Appleberry.
You're the one who always has to be right.
And we're back for round two.
You know, you just drop the script and have you two fight for like 27 minutes. Talk about drama.
Jay, if you don't...
Wait! The ring's worthless because they couldn't afford anything better.
Is this true, Grandfather?
Yes.
Sounds like this was inspired by the story and wrapped around your finger.
She thought by the time you got married.
Oh, I've made a mess of all this, too.
What is that buzzing sound in the background?
Maybe we
a light bulb in the house, I guess? Okay, here we go out of the radio show.
Did we do it?
I think we did.
As if your moment of humility was better than my crocodiles. You know, sadly, the world's been deprived of a masterpiece.
The world has hope.
Are we having our own moment of humility?
You're ruining it, Jay.
It's okay. I shouldn't have made fun of your ending, Zoe.
No, you shouldn't.
The story within the story so often parallels the wraparound story.
They must not be so bad. Great job.
But it can be hard when people try to solve a problem by forcing in their own ideas, rather than listening to each other's opinions and working things out as a team. That's true whether you're doing a project
for
school, cooperating with family, or trying to fix a broken relationship. With sound designed by Jonathan Crowe.
That's the second time they've done that joke, at least.
You. Where was I? Okay. Music by Tyler Michael Smith. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.
They left that in. That's usually in the behind the scenes afterwards, but they actually left the laughing in at the end.